KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Good morning. Once again, we're back. We have now 2 hours every Sunday morning from 9 to 11. And we're not in a hurry anymore.
It makes a big difference here. It
makes a huge difference on trying to get the content out there. And so it's, we were talking over the break about the caller in the first segment, Don. It always amazes me that somebody wants to have a monologue and not be challenged on any of their, what they're saying. And then, the first thing is the Koch brothers that comes up. And it's like, what do the Koch brothers have to do with the
price of tea in China? Yeah, I've been trying to figure out where that came in the mix at all.
Well, I guess.
Except they're not truthful.
Well, no, the thing is that the Koch brothers are supposed to be influencing the right and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, so if you got bad behavior on one side, then bad behavior on the other side discounts the bad behavior of the first side?
Right. Two wrongs make a right. Don't you know that?
Two wrongs make a right.
Yeah.
See, my dad always told me two wrongs don't make a right.
I know, but you got to remember, that's their way of thinking.
I guess. So it's interesting anyway.
But it made a very interesting hour, and, we encourage that in the future if people want to
call in. Yeah, let's talk about it. That's what needs to happen. We need to get rid of this right-left paradigm and start talking about real issues and facts and problems and how to solve them, not sit there and throw mud at the other side just because you think you've got something to burr under your saddle. So with that, I got a couple more stories here. We got a guest coming on, and but I wanted to talk about rancher calls new public land retaliation. This goes back to the Clive Bundy story in Bunkerville, Nevada. He claims that the feds are retaliating against his family with a wide-ranging public lands plan that would blanket a swath of southern Nevada with environmental protection, including much of the Gold Butte Range around his 160-acre ranch. As proposed, nearly 3 million acres in southern Nevada will be locked away from the people, which includes most use of the land. So that seemed to be a trend, these monuments, these land grabs, the Bureau of Land Management, coming back against anybody who stands against them. And, under the idea that we're going to save all the land for everybody, only nobody can use it. And, it's just a government land takeover is really what it amounts to. And, it has
it's sounding just like a takeover. I mean, after that last clip, hello, folks.
Anybody who thinks that the government is just that cares about them is just absolutely, disillusioned. I mean, look at what's going on around you. Look at what has happened in the last 5 years. And I still listening to the stories about how watching the Fox News, the Bulls and Bears this morning, they're delusional. It's like, we got this new jobs report and things are getting better and the unemployment rate's going down. And then in the next sentence, they'll talk about how, the unemployment rate really isn't a 5.8% because they're really skewing all the numbers and everybody that got jobs, they're like waiters and the average, income per year is going down and the job participation is tanking down like it's a reverse hockey stick but This listening to the city council, everything's, it's getting better.
Yeah, I was going to say, on election day, it just sticks in my head that, the economy is getting better in Reading, jobs are getting better. Then on the front page of the Record Searchlight on the 4th was some land developer was declaring bankruptcy, a Chapter 11.
Right.
It's like, but things are getting better.
Things are getting better.
You know, which way is it here, folks?
You know, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, because nobody wants to hear, you know, the truth. Nobody wants to look at the facts. Everybody wants to spin it their way. You know, it's like, you know, the show that I was listening to yesterday, they're talking about, you know, this deal with, everybody's on board with the deal on Measure B, regardless of, whether the land deal is actually, a good thing or not for the city. And you got McConnell eating up all this land, and what they're not seeing is that McConnell owning this land, they're not going to get these tax revenues that they think they're going to get because they're a nonprofit. They don't pay property tax.
Yeah, there is that piece. And then what about the lawsuit that's being generated, or several lawsuits that are being generated here? How much is that going to cost the city? Is it going to weigh out in the end? I don't think so.
Well,
I mean, it's possible, I guess.
Looking at that, I mean, you know, we've got Venezuela here, and Caracas is from Yahoo Finance, and their inflation rate is starting to go up. You know, yeah, there's a 15% rise, you know, let's see, oil-dependent Venezuela inflation malaise is a decades-old problem, also surpassing 60% in the 1990s before Chavez. So the inflation rate's starting to kick in. Everybody's seeing prices go down. Don't let that fool you because, like the tsunami, you know, when the tide sweeps out, it goes out in a deep ebb tide before the wave comes in. Okay, most people run down to the beach and they go, all right, there's no problem, let's surf. You know, when the real deal is that there's a wave of printing that's going on. I'm looking right now at the SRS Rocco report, and hyper printing, the $100 Federal Reserve fiat note versus gold is the name of the story. And these guys are printing more $100 bills. The U.S. Department of Engraving and Printing issued more $100 Federal Reserve notes in 2013 than any prior year. Of course, part of the reason was due to the new $100 anti-counterfeiting bill released in 2013. So the counterfeiters don't want anybody else counterfeiting. Okay. But so there, so.
But, that includes a lot of people.
But the increased trend for the largest bill has been going on for decades. So according to the U.S. Department of Engraving, the U.S. Treasury printed a staggering $4.4 billion in $100 Federal Reserve notes in 2013. This is up from a mere $232 million of $100 notes in 1993, just a decade ago.
So they doubled it.
Oh, more than doubled it. It's quite a bit more. So it's so, you know, the point is that the U.S. Treasury is printing this fiat currency with no backing. Everybody's, you know, thinking that there's not going to be an inflation factor. You're delusional.
No, they're seeing that the gas prices have gone down quite a bit. So they feel that they're starting to feel a little bit of confidence, and they're thinking, oh, this is great, you know, but they're not looking at the other side of the coin here.
Didn't really help out with the national election.
No.
You know, but again, you know, so were we going to trade the Democrats for the Republicans? No, we better start trading these guys for constitutional libertarians, in my opinion, because the real deal is if we don't get back to a constitutional money system, that's why it said gold and silver, you know, you're going to keep seeing this manipulation. And people just don't seem to grasp that they're spending almost $2 trillion over the budget every year. You know, last year, Obama said he only spent, you know, $600 billion more than the budget, but the debt went up $1 trillion. You can't, where'd the other $400 billion go?
Well, if you're doing Common Core math, you probably can make that happen.
Yeah, so I don't know. Do we get our caller on the line yet?
Got an answering machine at his place of business. Do we have any
other? I do have another phone number we can try. I believe it's about time to go to a break, so we'll give.
Go to the break and see if we get our caller and our guest back, and then if not, we will keep on dancing.
All right. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
See you. Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I found out where I came.
Looking for a gift your friends and family can enjoy all year long? Memberships for Turtle Bay Exploration Park always make the perfect gift. This holiday season, the value is even better. All gift memberships are $15 off through November and December. That's just $65 for a year of Turtle Bay fun for two adults and up to four children. Give the gift of exploration this year for just $15 off. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football back to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices. Those are our primary goals. Redding Concrete is located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55...
friends,
family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
where the meatballs are as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Happy and I'm smiling, walking miles to drink your water. You know I love you, and about you there's no other. We'll go walking out while others shout of war disaster. Oh, be forgiven, let's go live in the past.
Love that song.
I love anything in 5/4 time. Dave Brubeck's Take Five.
There you go. Absolutely. That was Jethro Tull. And we have our guest on the line, I believe, Frank Gallagher. He's a former U.S. Marine. He served under U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger as a security director for security. He's done, boy, international business resources he was assigned to, responsible for creating, training, and outfitting of both the CBR, that's chemical, biological, and radiological and hostile environment training programs for clients. Boy, I'll tell you, your resume's pretty impressive, if I can. Mr. Gallagher, can I call you Frank?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Very good, Frank.
You bet, and we want to thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. So give us, you know, we got a little bit of background here, and I know you got a book coming out. Where do you want to start, Frank? I mean, boy, there's so much to talk about. It's hard to figure out where to begin.
Well, the highlight for me right now is the release of the book, finally.
Oh, very good. And what's the name of the book, and where can they get it?
It's called The Bremer Detail. It covers the year I spent in Baghdad as the agent in charge of Ambassador Bremer's security team for the company called Blackwater.
Ah, I see, I see. And I'm looking at it. They can get it on Amazon.com, it looks like. And that's just now coming out. So it's in paperback, is what this is saying. And so it said September 3rd. So it's been out about a little over a month, it looks like.
Yes, sir.
Very good. So you were in Baghdad. I mean, one night in Baghdad makes a hard man humble. Is that?
that would be very accurate.
So tell me about Baghdad. What were you doing there?
We were in charge of the security for Bremer, who for the first time in U.S. history had been named the most threatened man in the world over the president.
Wow.
So we had some rather interesting times trying to keep him safe.
Wow, and I would have thought it would have been Joe Biden.
Today, maybe.
I think that's the only thing, I probably shouldn't say it. I think that's what keeps Mr. President still there. There's everybody's afraid if anything happens to him, they'll get Biden.
And that would really be a nightmare.
Yes, it would. So being in charge of security, I mean, that's got to be kind of exciting, especially in Baghdad. I mean, what's it like there? I mean, is it, you know, right now it looks like Baghdad's going to fall, or I mean, I haven't got too much updated on the ISIS threat, but what do you think about all that?
Well, I think truly it's a disaster and a disgrace that the current administration pulled all our troops out of there, and I'm not sure how it's all going to turn itself out. I mean, he just sent another 1,500 guys back. Had we not left in the first place, I don't think they'd be having these problems today.
Well, you know, I think part of it, too, is isn't it the rules of engagement are one of the biggest problems as well? I mean, you know, instead of going in and fighting and doing what you do in war, which is kill the enemy, I mean, there's so many restrictions that it turns into more of a police action.
Well, we've turned, you know, the world's finest fighting forces into basically police officers.
Right.
That's not our job. You know, point us in direction, tell us what you need, let us do it. This whole political correctness, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, we have to go in there and kill people. There is no good way to do it. We have to do it.
Yeah, it's, you know, and now it's the Middle East is escalating out of control. You know, it seems like with the petrodollar and everything, you know, China's starting to go around it. You know, the Iran is starting to trade their oil and gold. There's a lot of things going on that looks like this thing might just blow up. And, I mean, are we going to see ISIS here, do you think?
I'm afraid if we don't put troops on the ground there, eventually the suicide bombers, the car bombs, it's only a question of time before it starts here.
Hmm. Boy, that's kind of scary.
That's very scary.
Oh, it's frightening.
Yeah.
And our politicians, well, thankfully we've had the election. We'll see what happens. Maybe we can reverse course.
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, I'm not completely enamored with the Republicans. I'll tell you what, they've been up there too, and especially the upper echelon. I mean, I hope the new blood comes in and starts putting pressure. I mean, to turn these policies around because, you know, basically we're following Karl Marx's schematic.
Oh, absolutely. And something has to be done. We have to implement term limits for congressmen and senators. These guys are getting into office and turning it into a career.
Yeah, and there's no, and once they get there, you can't hardly pry them out. They're like ticks. I mean, I think that was the definition of politics. Many, the poly, and then ticks, blood-sucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's crazy, but yeah, I don't know.
It's frightening.
So, what do you want to talk about, Frank? What do you want to get out on the table here? You got a pretty good listening audience here, and you know, tell us what you're thinking.
Well, there's just so much going on. You know, the four Blackwater guys were convicted of murder and manslaughter 2 weeks ago. We've got this whole Benghazi thing going on. In April 2004, there was a very similar incident in a town in Iraq called Najaf, where the U.S. compound was being overrun by the Mahdi army, and General Sanchez made the decision not to help them. So, Frank, I loaded up my helicopters with my guys and my ammunition. We flew in, medevaced the wounded, and we did not suffer a single casualty.
Why do you think
those guys could have been helped?
Why do you think they let him go in Benghazi?
God, I've heard all the conspiracy theories. I just think ultimately the decision makers at that time did not have the spine to make the hard decision.
Yeah, you've heard the gun running stories going to, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria. You've heard, you know, the politically correct thing because they didn't want something happening before the elections. You know, no matter how you look at it, I mean, there's some kind of a big cover up going on there. And the Judicial Watch just got another 64,000 pages of records from the House to the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee on the Operation Fast and Furious cover up. So it seems like more and more of this stuff is starting to come out, but it's like pulling teeth. They're slow walking everything.
Well, the other problem, too, though, is there are no politicians. Well, I can't say there are none, but there are very few that are willing to say, hey, we made a decision. It didn't turn out to be the right decision. They're so afraid. There's no accountability. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's getting worse too. I think there's going to have to be an event, you know, from an economic standpoint. I mean, I see an event coming, whether anybody wants to see it or not. All you got to do is do the math and you can see that there's a huge problem with the deficit and the deficit spending and fighting all these wars all over the world. You know, if we're going to fight wars, then we need to fight them, you know, but we're spread out like the Roman Empire. So, you know, in every country on the face of the earth, and we're not doing anything, but, the world police force.
Well, the crazy thing for me is we still have troops in Germany, in Japan, in Korea, you know, wars that we fought won, and we still keep a presence there. Why are we averse to keeping a presence in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you know, and Afghanistan was a loser from day one. I mean, they went in, they could have killed bin Laden. They didn't do it because they didn't follow through on it. And then we waste our resources. I mean, you know, Russia was in Afghanistan for 10 years and they finally had to get out of there because of the terrain makes it almost impossible to have an ongoing conventional war.
No, absolutely. And what a lot of the American people, I don't think, understand is the heart of the matter here is this is a religious conflict between the Sunnis and the Shiites. They've been fighting each other for thousands of years. That problem is never going to go away.
Right, right. My question is the, my only question is, what is our president, a Sunni or a Shiite?
That's a $64,000 question,
yes,
unfortunately.
One of these days we might actually find out, you know, after he leaves office, maybe. I don't know.
We can only hope.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's really not that funny, but truthful.
Well, you know, he's put on this air that he's a Christian, but I mean, it's so painfully obvious because of the way he's handled any of the interaction with the Muslim countries, you know, whether it's Saudi Arabia or Iran or Iraq, you name it, he definitely does not. He protects the Muslim culture and reveres it much more than he does the American Christian culture.
Well, I saw a thing online this morning that apparently Egypt has indicted he and Hillary for helping the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt.
That's correct. I've seen that before too. And so how does it work? I mean, the enemy of our friend is our frenemy. I mean,
the lines have become very blurry. I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, I mean, who are we funding? I mean, first we're funding them, then we're taking it away. First we're funding the Mujahideen, and then we're funding, you know, ISIS before they started attacking us. I mean, who knows what's going on? And it just seems to me that you know, I think Washington was right when he said we need to get out of these foreign entanglements, you know, period. And that doesn't mean become an isolationist. It means that don't fight a war unless you're in a war.
Exactly. Either get in it to win it or don't go.
Exactly. And as far as the trade, you know, free trade is not free trade from what we're being told. Free trade is government protection of certain special interest rights.
The special interest groups have got to go also.
So it's pretty interesting. But tell me more about, you know, when you're doing a protecting, I mean, how do you protect a guy from being, I mean, especially in Iraq? I mean, you know, if we look at American media, it seems like there's a suicide bomber under every rock.
Well, over there probably is. I was very fortunate that I had access to a number of intelligence agencies that were able to give us basically up to the minute intel on the threats against him. With that being said, Ambassador Bremer, love him or hate him, I happen to think he's an American hero. I mean, we went into Iraq every single day so he could visit with these folks and try and put together some sort of a coalition. And unfortunately, apparently we've failed.
Well, so what do you think is going to happen over there? Is it going to fall? I mean, are we going to get out of there, or are we going to start a World War III? What do you think is going on?
I think at some point we're going to have to send in the 82nd Airborne, the Army Rangers, and probably a division of Marines to clean up the mess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is that going to clean up the mess, or is it just going to create a bigger mess? I mean, I think that's the problem, is that we never seem to clean up the mess. We go in and it just seems like it's always the ongoing forever thing. I mean, you can't leave these guys. I mean, these guys are barbarians. There's no question about it. And are they going to attack us here on our soil at some point? I guess that's the question. Do we need to get rid of these guys because they're a threat to the United States?
Well, I think we have to somehow put a strong leader in charge over there. I mean, the only thing these folks understand is strength. That's why Saddam stayed in office and in power for so long, because he crushed his enemies. For whatever reason, I don't know, the current administration is afraid to say, hey, enough is enough. You've crossed the line in the sand. But something's going to have to be done, and it's going to be violent.
Yeah, that's sad. So you give a lot of training on security, and let's talk about that. We got to go to a break.
Yeah, we have to go to a break and thank our sponsors.
And I want to talk about, you know, what we as American citizens can do maybe locally to protect ourselves, and what can we do as far as security for ourselves.
And this is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And we're talking to Frank Gallagher, and I just got one question before we go into solutions for ourselves here in this country. What was Mr. Kissinger like? You know, we heard so many things about him. I'm not sure he's one of the good guys.
He is an absolute true American patriot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a completely different take than what I mean. You hear about the Council on Foreign Relations and, you know, all these other subversive organizations that these guys are members of. So, but you knew him personally then.
I spent 8 years with him.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
So you think he's a great guy then?
Yeah, I do. Very funny, so smart, it's scary.
Wow, interesting.
And he truly promotes American values, American industry. He's very pro-American.
Well, that's a new take. That's the first time I've actually heard that. So I guess we want to present both sides of the story.
Well, yeah, and we have to sometimes rethink who the good guys are and who the bad guys are, you know?
You never know anymore because the media lies so much, you can't hardly tell what the truth is anymore.
Well, and the problem for Dr. Kissinger is, you know, he was Secretary of State, National Security Advisor at a very tumultuous time, whether it was Vietnam, the flare-up in the Middle East, what was happening in South America, you know, getting us re-engaged with China. No matter which position he took, there were people that were angry with him.
Yeah, I guess that's the trouble with politics. You know, it's just like our local city guys. I mean, I'd like to be able to support them all, and hopefully they're going to do the right things, but sometimes you just can't agree with them politically.
No.
Well, with that said, what should we be doing as American citizens in this country? Because if the terrorists are going to be here pretty soon, because we're not going to do anything about it, and I don't anticipate Mr. Obama, you know, unless it's totally under pressure and maybe from Congress to go in and do something about these guys in the Middle East. I mean, if they're going to be here, what should we be thinking about as American citizens, and what can we do?
Well, I think for a long time we've pretty much gone through life, especially here in the United States, thinking everything is wonderful. Situational awareness becomes an issue. Trusting your instincts becomes an issue. People have to become more involved. If they see something that's not right, you know, call the police, call somebody, bring it to somebody's attention.
Yeah, that seems that it's like the Boston bombing. You know, a lot of people started actually seeing what was going on and got involved in there.
Well, yeah, we're going back to everybody being involved.
And had they got involved before the incident may not have happened.
Yeah,
it's true. So Well, so what else have we got to talk about here? Let's talk about, now you worked at the Department of State's Anti-Terrorism Assistance Program. You know, there's a lot of, you know, scuttlebutt in the air about the Patriot Act and how it is, you know, it could be used against American citizens. What do you think about that?
I think every time we pass a new piece of legislation, it's a double-edged sword. If we want more security, sometimes innocent people are going to be harmed by it. I guess it becomes the intent of the politicians. You know, who are they going to go after? Is it the IRS targeting conservative groups?
Well, that's the question, and I think that once you open the door, I mean, I think it was Franklin said that if people choose security over freedom and liberty, they'll, you know, end up with neither.
And, exactly.
Yeah, so I think we've got to kind of get back to our freedom and start being self-reliant and depending on ourselves and not the politicians to take. Well, the federal government is just too powerful at this point, in my opinion. It's out of control. It has more branches and functions than it ever was intended to, and it's gotten to the point where, you know, it's so out of control that it's starting to turn on the population to a big degree.
Well, a big part of the population. Big part of the problem is the population doesn't vote.
Right.
And if we're not going to vote, then you know, we're going to get what we get, whether it's the special interest groups, the liberals, the Tea Party. Whoever has the bully pulpit seems to sway each election.
Well, it's. I think that everybody's got to get involved, but we also need to get educated on the issues, too. I mean, low information voters are almost as bad as no voting at all because they vote for things that you know. What did Reagan say? He said the bad thing about liberals is they know a lot about things that aren't true, and so that's the problem. Is that we're being, you know, the other part of this is the media is not being held accountable anymore either. I think people are starting to shift away from the mainstream media to a big degree and get to their own media sources that can verify some of this stuff because the mainstream media lies constantly. I mean, I don't know if you've ever watched MSNBC, but I mean, it's so bad sometimes that it's utterly ridiculous, the information that they're peddling.
Well, whatever happened to just reporting the incident, not putting a spin on it?
Yeah, good question. I mean, it's non-existent anymore. And I think that the media is becoming a state-controlled problem because, you know, this president has been propped up by the mainstream media. Even Fox has defended the president to a big degree. I think he should be under impeachment proceedings here for treason myself.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, and how can that be spun? You know what I'm saying? I mean, how can everybody say that, oh, gee, you know, a lot of us are saying these are the things that he should be under indictment for, and then you get on the mainstream media, and it's like he's really done nothing wrong.
No, actually, they want to give him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, it's incredible. So hopefully this turnover in the Senate will make a huge difference. I think it already is just because we've already got the new Eric Holder appointee coming in. And, of course, she's a black woman, and which I have nothing against. But, you know, that seems like a choice that's definitely geared so that they can use it as a racism or a woman issue.
Well, the problem is going to be during the Senate confirmation hearings, anyone who says anything negative about her will be labeled a racist.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it starts to become not about the policy. It's like the caller we had in the first part of the show. I mean, it's not about the policies. It's not about what their stances or beliefs are. It becomes about, you know, what is their gender and their race. And right. And you can't get anything accomplished or an honest discourse if that's the issue.
Well, and part of the problem, too, is a lot of these appointees are made to influence future voters or future elections.
Right.
They're not, nobody gets nominated based upon performance. It's what does a poll say we should have?
Yeah, you know, that's so true. I mean, you look at the Fast and Furious, for example, and that book that Katie Pavlich wrote. She basically said the only ones that got promoted were the guys that were in the tank for the administration. And anybody who blew the whistle, you know, basically ended up with nothing but problems. Same on this banking industry thing that we're just talking about on the Rolling Stone with Matt Tabby's article. Whistleblowers are afraid to blow the whistle anymore because what they do is get persecuted and everybody else gets promoted.
It's crazy. How did our country get to that point?
Well, we lost our morality somewhere along the line, and I think it's due to the counterfeiting with the big banks, because what happens is these guys have a monopoly on counterfeiting, and they buy everything and everyone. And, you know, I've heard several people say it, gee, you know, if you could go down and get a job for $200,000 or $300,000 a year, would you take it, despite having to give up your moral convictions? And my answer is I would rather be poor. But a lot of people acquiesce, and we've got to the point where we're worshiping the money more than we're worshiping morality.
No, I could not agree more.
Yeah, it's quite a problem. So I think we've got to get back to what America was about, which is God fearing people. You know, whether you believe in God is not necessarily the issue, as much as that there's certain moralities that, as a society, if you start getting away from and get debased, then you start becoming corrupt as a nation. And that's,
well, we have to get back to what we were founded on and the Constitution, like you say, and get a good foundation underneath us again. That's why we broke away from, you know, Britain in the first place.
Absolutely. So yeah.
And the attacks on the Constitution have got to stop.
I totally agree with that, because, you know, if you don't like it and you don't believe in it, then you need to get out of this country or do something different. That's what we were founded on. That's what makes us Americans.
Well, the fact that we were self-reliant and that was limited government, not excessive government. And now what's happened is that they've created a dependency in a government state that, everybody is, you know, looking to the government to solve their problems as opposed to solving them themselves. And that's why we're in the problem that we're having right now.
Yeah, and they don't tell the truth about anything what's going on. You know that, Frank, with all the different details that you've had about the men and women that have served for this country, the different things that have gone on that they've just kind of covered over.
Yeah, we're getting the word from on high, you know, that we need to get our guest's name out there a little more, Frank Gallagher and his book, so that people will be encouraged to go get it, and you can buy the book on Amazon. And what's the name of the book again, Frank?
The Bremer Detail.
The Bremer Detail, and you can get that on Amazon, and it's about protecting the most threatened man in the world, which would be Bremer. He was the ambassador to Iraq. Is that who he is?
He was actually the presidential envoy.
Now, what's the difference between the ambassador and the presidential envoy?
Bremer was the de facto president of Iraq for the year he was there.
Oh, really? So, in other words, he basically became Saddam Hussein's successor until the country stabilized?
Until they got together and formed the Iraqi coalition government, if you will, when they appointed Alawi to take over.
I see. So that's all pretty much falling apart, because is it Alawi or Malawi? Malawi, isn't it?
Well, Alawi was the first one, and then he lost a rigged election to the Shiites, and Maliki came in and he just ruined everything.
I see. So he won't do business with the Shiites or the Sunnis or whoever. What is he, a Shiite? I get confused because the Shiites, the Sunnis, it's hard to keep track of all these stuff.
Yeah, Maliki was a Shiite, and he totally alienated both the Kurds and the Sunnis with his pro-Shia stance on everything.
Interesting. So it's, I'll tell you what, I bet you've had some exciting and adventurous things happen to you over there in the Middle East. Where are you at now? Are you're stateside?
Yeah, right now I'm currently on vacation in Connecticut, but I work out of Montana.
Oh, that's interesting. Where in Montana are you from?
A town called Whitefish.
Oh, yeah, you're up there by Big Mountain Ski Resort.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've skied there a couple of times. That's one of my favorite places to go in the winter for skiing. I'll tell you what, they get a lot of snow.
Okay. Yeah, they do.
With that, unfortunately, we have to go to a commercial break and thank some of our sponsors and then come back and we can finish out the rest of the hour with you, Frank. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly second Tuesday club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday, we will be down at Crown Motors on a remote talking to our Marines from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and, of course, Iraqi freedom. We'll be celebrating the Marine Corps birthday, but also those men and women who have served in the Marine Corps. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us at Crown Motors Monday morning.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sovereign Radio, home of the Free Fire. Hope you're having a good time. It's a nice day today, Sunday morning.
Yep, and it's been an interesting couple hours. We've hit a lot of different topics there.
Absolutely. We want to thank our guest. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm tongue-tied. I'm still kind of getting over this cold a little bit, and I'm all stuffy, and I'm having...
It's just an excuse.
Yeah, I know. It's just what I do.
But we want to thank you, Ray Gallagher, for coming on with us.
And we want to make sure
Frank.
everybody...
Frank. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, there
it's
we
all
go.
Me, right? It's all
yeah.
me.
Hey, believe me, I've been called a lot worse.
Well, thanks for being on the show, Frank. And we want everybody to encourage everybody to go out and check out your book, The Bremer Detail, Protecting the Most Threatened Man in the World. And again, we got a couple more things to do. I want to do the Silver Report at the end. So, you know, we'll have to sign off here. But thanks again for coming on. We hope to have you back.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
Very good.
Yes, thank you.
Very
thank good.
You.
All right. So I want. All right. Have a good one.
Take care.
You bet.
Bye bye.
So I wanted to give a little bit of the silver report today and the precious metals report. Now, I want everybody out there to understand that we've been slammed down, and there's no question about it. But okay, last month, October, was the highest selling month for silver eagles in history. Okay. And so, and they're running out. The mint shut down. The U.S. mint shut down. The Royal Canadian mint shut down, their silver, production. My suppliers are getting backed out, from what I'm hearing. The suppliers are getting backed out to 3 or 4 weeks out there. There's shortages going on and the price goes down, right? Does that make any sense to any thinking person out there? There's going to be a reckoning here, and you're going to see the metals go through the roof at some point. So just hold on, because it's coming, because there's no way it can be stopped at this point. There's manipulation going on through the high-speed algorithm trading, and it's very, very, absolutely provable. And so it doesn't matter. If the price goes down to zero, does that mean that silver's worth zero? It's like selling tubifores for $2 when it costs you $4 to produce them. At some point in time, you're going to run out of tubifores, and you're going to have to raise the price because nobody's going to be able to produce them. And that's where we're going at right now. Some of the mines are starting to shut down. We're seeing some of the mines holding back their inventory because they won't sell it that cheap, and the price continues down. That does not make any sense. There was a turnaround on Friday. They might slam it down again. Who knows? But, you know, stay the course, because that's where you're going to want to be in the long run, because as they keep printing and counterfeiting money, there's going to be a reckoning coming. And
so what happens with the industry of silver? I mean, as far as, like, you know, it's used in everything, and if they're holding it back.
Well, that's a good question. There's going to be somebody who needs silver to make solar panels or Apple phones or computers.
Or prescription drugs,
right.
Or whatever it is.
So the shortages are starting to develop. And so the law of supply and demand will take over, because these high-speed algorithm tradings are paper trades, not connected to the physical metal. They're controlling the physical metal prices through the paper trades. But that's coming to an end, because – when you run out of supplies, you know, people aren't going to sell their physical metal for the price of the paper.
Right.
And so people are going to start demanding the physical delivery. And when the physical delivery can no longer be delivered, then you're going to see the reckoning. And I think we're also going to see a huge problem with the stock market, because these people that are citing the stock market and the unemployment as being, oh, look at the economy. Unemployment's going down and the stock market's going through the roof. You know, the president just basically said, all of these statistics say that we're going into recovery. That is such a lie. It's absolutely ridiculous. Look at the rate of job participation rate. It's tanking. Look at the amount of incomes going down. I mean, you know, the unemployment rate's being, you know.
Yeah, and the unemployment rate, you know. Yeah, it's being manipulated. They forget to throw out there right now that it's, you know, a lot of the workers are holiday workers.
So my point is, we're being lied to. The powers that be. You look at the first story with Matt Taibbi and the banking industry and JP Morgan Chase. At some point in time, the real economy, you can't lie about it anymore, because there's the economy that the powers that be are presenting to us through the mainstream media, and then there's the real economy out there, silver included and gold included, that you can't manipulate, because you can't counterfeit it. You can't lie about it being,
well,
there being more than
affect,
there is.
It's going to affect you in many aspects, like I was saying in the industry piece. So there's going to be some things that are not going to be available if this keeps up at this rate.
Absolutely.
People out there. So you need to put different things in perspective.
Well,
and cover yourself.
You need to be preparing. If you're not preparing,
yeah.
And not just with precious metals, with food and those type of things, because this is not over. They haven't fixed the problem. It's only got worse. And we're going to see a problem of a lot bigger magnitude than I think people believe.
And I think we're running out of time. Boy, 2 hours went by really quick, didn't it?
That's right. Remember, amateurs built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not force. It is government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
And please thank a vet. Remember, Tuesday is Veterans Day. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio.
News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The White House will not confirm or deny whether President Obama sent a secret letter to Iran's supreme leader. More from SRN's Greg Clugston.
Top White House officials refuse to comment on any private communication between the president and world leaders. But National Security Advisor Susan Rice says Iran shares America's concerns about Islamic group militants.
We are in no way engaged in any coordination, military coordination, with Iran on countering ISIL.
Officials here confirm that the U.S. has engaged Iran on the sidelines of nuclear talks to discuss the common threat posed by ISIS. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
President Obama is on his way to Asia today in one of his final chances to deliver on his goal of amplifying America's influence in the region. China is the opening stop on a 3-country trip that will test the president's ability to play a commanding global role during